You're listening to the Signal Boost podcast from the Wheeler Centre, elevating new voices and new ideas in Australian podcasting, supported by the Ian Potter Foundation. For their final assignment, our 2023 participants created a feature piece in a style of their choosing. Caitlin Ramsey created an audio soundscape to go alongside a three-part poem written by their partner, Lucy Robin. It's called Well and Truly There by the Beginning.
On achter. Atem ti alkim.
Uważaj na laskę.
Atem ti elstok. Attentif à la canne. Aufmerksamer Gestok. Prosuchi al bastuni.
Beware of the dog.
Part 1.
Attenti al cane.
Everything turns out different than they had said. Like how I always feel like a child after rain. Astounded that the weather didn't take us this time. Something small in a world of bigness. There is still junk on verandas, stools missing legs, garbage bags, the carcasses of boxed wine. There is an sign on a gate, then the same one a dozen or so houses later. For a time, I was afraid of loss. Where do our past selves go, and so forth. There are many ways to shed your skin, not all of them kind. I want to be one of those people who wears a t-shirt that says School of Life, Class of 00. I want to do what Rilke said, to go to the limits of my longing. The thing about a door is that you must pass through. The skeletons in my closet are posters of Hilary Duff torn from the pages of Total Girl. Eyes like marbles in the dark. What does it mean when you were 13 and you cry because you can press your breasts together and create a moat? When you knock on your mother's bedroom door, say, I thought things were going to stay the same always. Once, if you had asked me how I wanted to spend my life,
I would have said, fixing myself.
Part 2, Well and Truly There by the Beginning. Dad made his own bread on Saturdays in a yellow machine that said Sunbeam on it. The start button had caved in, so you had to stick a pen inside to press it. When nobody was around, I tore off pieces of raw dough to chew on. At the corkboard in the living room, I pointed to photos where I thought I looked gay. Do babies cry because they need something, or because they can't say it? Once, I was the only one who realized the cat was missing, and 2 days later, Dad found her in a garbage bag on the nature strip. I take my girlfriend to look at the old house from the outside, and she says, "It's not as small as I made it out to be." Later, when she takes off my boxes, she tells me to leave the blinds open. I'm learning so much these days, how forgiveness feels, how the truth is always left standing. We are racked by different voices, hers in doubt, mine in shame. Adrian Rich wrote, "This touch is political." Walking past the vape shop on the highway, a man rolls down his window and screams, "Yeah," because of my arm around her waist. Staggering how cheerful she is in the driver's seat. How when we go to the gallery, we enjoy different things. She, the infinitude of pi, and I, the bronze statues. I wasn't any good at triple jump, couldn't hack the sequence. But every night the year I was 13, I made my mum promise that I was not a lesbian. I've never been able to control my impulses. When my parents found their bread pockmarked, they were never surprised. On the day I was born, Oma wrote in her diary that I cried lustily because I was well and truly there by the beginning. Part 3, Ahuruta. When you were sick in Indonesia, I amused myself with words that have no English translation. Now, right now, in a little bit, maybe later, maybe tomorrow, maybe never. You eat plain crackers, and I open a beer with my belt buckle. When I was young, my father used to say he wished he could be ill for me. Your mother put wet towels in the freezer and placed them on your collarbones. I put you to bed, sniff your hair, ligneous, sawdust. Depeche Mode is playing too loud at the bar on Monkey Forest Road. In the morning, you are not well enough for breakfast. I eat pandan crepes and read about the Hausa grammar. The adjective is mentioned first, then the noun. Scooter red, man yelling, woman beautiful. I buy you charcoal tablets. You don't take them. You are okay. In the afternoon, you swim to me because there is nobody around. You misspeak and call him Bruce Springfield. Tell me what it means when I only have patience for you. Every day it storms at 5:30 and we run to the balcony for the light show.
You've been listening to the Signal Boost podcast from the Wheeler Centre, supported by the Ian Potter Foundation. This feature was created by 2023 Signal Boost participant, Caitlin Ramsey. You can find out more about Signal Boost by heading to wheelercentre.com/signalboost.